And it's hard to believe, but we are just days away from the Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth happening this Saturday and Sunday. So every day this week at 9:50, we're going to be talking to someone in regards to the tournament. So excited this morning to connect with Rick Mola, who's the owner of Fisherman's World in Norwalk. And Rick, thanks for being here this morning. How are you?
Oh, very good, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So my understanding, Rick, is that you've actually participated in the tournament. Is that true?
I've never participated in personally, but we've been a weigh-in station, a registration station since the inception of the tournament. So it's been going on 38 years now.
So any standout stories that you could think of over the years?
There's so many. It's 38 different scenarios, but 20 years ago, Norwalk had most of the weigh-ins. And then after that, it was City Island for 10 years, say from the year 2000 to 2010. And then the last 10 years, it's been in the Connecticut River area, Old Saybrook. So it's wherever the bait is, and the bait this time is Bunker or Menhaden, however you'd like to call it. So wherever the bait is, that's where the bluefish are going to go to feed.
So how are we looking in Norwalk as far as bluefish numbers?
It was slow for the last 10 years, but this year there's plenty of bluefish around. They moved in the last couple weeks. There's various spots. We're fishing the reefs at night, 11B, and off of Bridgeport, it's Middle Grounds, and Norwalk again, 11B or 28C. So during the day, they're in deep water. Hot, sunny days, they're out deep. At night, they'll move in shallow. And rainy days and overcast days are the best time to fish. Daybreak and dawn also.
Okay, so actually, every single type of fishing time you just mentioned, we're going to see this weekend, because Saturday is more of that rainy overcast day. And then Sunday is going to be pretty beautiful, a pretty spectacular summer day. So plenty of, obviously, options to go and get that $25,000 fish out there. Do you think it's possibly swimming in the shores in your neck of the woods? Do you think you could find the biggest bluefish in Norwalk?
Absolutely. Well, one thing for sure about fishing, nothing's for sure. So where they've been, we're talking about three different parts of the sound where they were. You know, most of the winners were coming out of Norwalk years ago, then City Island. Now it's been the Connecticut River area. But this year we have plenty of bait, Bunker again, in the Norwalk Bridgeport area. So we have a great chance. And those spots, again, would be Middle Ground Light off of Bridgeport, and then Norwalk would be 11B and 28C.
What is the biggest bluefish that's ever been weighed in Norwalk?
In the tournament or ever?
Oh, both, actually. I would say in your professional, like in your time of seeing fish being weighed in Norwalk, whether it's the tournament or not, what's the heaviest you've ever seen come in?
We had one year, it was in the 80s, late 80s, we weighed eight bluefish over 24 pounds. We had the world's record for a while. It was 24-13. So that was phenomenal. It's never been seen before. So, of course, we call them nuclear bluefish. They very rarely get over 20 pounds, but to have to weigh that many fish over 24 pounds was unbelievable. But we haven't seen it since then.
That's incredible.
And in the biggest one the largest one of the contest, I believe, is 21 pounds. And
that's
one thing
not
I wanted to mention.
Wow.
One year it was caught by a 12-year-old offshore in the Bronx area. So you can catch them offshore or in the boat. And offshore, it's better at night, dawn, or dusk, or a rainy day. Again, they feel more comfortable coming in shallow with some cover, not in a bright, sunny day.
All right. Well, I hope our listeners are taking notes right now, because you're giving some great tips on how to make sure you get that big bluefish that everybody is looking for. And certainly there are plenty of prizes out there if you don't get the $25,000 bluefish. And Rick, where are you guys located in Norwalk if people want to come visit Fisherman's World?
We're in East Norwalk, Liberty Square area. We're right across from Veterans Park, where they have the Oyster Festival, and on the opposite side of the Bridge of the Sono area.
All right, simple enough. And what's your number if people want to call and register?
203-866-1075. and you have till 7 p.m. Friday night.
All right, there you go. So you've got a few more days, but hey, why don't you call Rick right now and make sure you register. Rick Mola with Fisherman's World in Norwalk. Thank you so much for coming on this morning, and we will see what happens this weekend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.